Worst people with the worst schemes. Have you noticed? When you get in the tank, you're a sucker for the first guy who comes along and tells you he's got a get-rich-quick scheme that'll get you out of debt. Proverbs 28:22, a man with an evil eye, envious, hastens after wealth, doesn't know that want will come after him. Run after wealth in the cheapest, quickest fashion, and you're going to end up not with more, but with less. And then I think you begin to, when you're in financial bondage, you begin to lie to yourself, cheat on your income taxes. And James writes, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries which are coming on you. Your riches have rotted, your garments have become moth-eaten, your gold and your silver is rusted, and the rust is a witness against you, consume your flesh like fire in the last days that you have stored up your measure." Why is this judgment on them? Why? "Behold, the pay of the laborers who mowed your fields and which have been withheld by you cries out against you." Wow. You know what happens when you get in debt, can't pay the people that you owe money to, and you come under this kind of guilt, this kind of condemnation from Scripture itself. People in financial bondage then are discontent, they're in debt, they are slaves to whoever they owe. They feel this constant, relentless pressure. They have to build their life around the dilemmas of their own greed. They look for any quick way out and make bad decisions and wind up in deeper trouble. And they live with the guilt, and it's a just guilt, and the condemnation of not paying their debts. It's not the way you want to live. All right, so we've talked a little bit about the right to possess money and the right attitude toward money. What about God's design for acquiring money? What does the Bible say? I wish I had time, I don't. Let me just give you the outline and you can look up the verses. God has given us ways in Scripture to have money. Number one, work. 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 Proverbs is full of these. Proverbs 14:23, Proverbs 28:19. Even in the New Testament, there are statements about the very basic, the very, very obvious reality that you need to work. That's what I've been saying from 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if anyone is not willing to work, then he's not to eat either. Pretty simple. If you won't work, you don't eat. That's God's plan. Number two, save. Save.